The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Thank you and welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Well, there's tragedy in the news for sure. Over the weekend, a Hanukkah stabbing in New York at the home of a Hasidic. Most of you are familiar. The Hasidic Jews are the very, very conservative Jews. The men are the ones that have the little curls down the side of their heads. Very, very conservative. And the rabbi was hosting a Hanukkah party with about 100 guests at his personal home on Saturday night, celebrating the seventh day of Hanukkah. A man rushed into the house, pulled out a knife, began stabbing. Five of the guests were stabbed. Two are still in critical condition. One of the victims was stabbed at least six times. And the most insane thing about this is that a bunch of politicians on the liberal left are blaming Donald Trump for this. Say what? The most pro-Israel president in recent American history? I double dog dare you to show me a president in recent American history that has been more pro-Israel. And he is being blamed for the rise of anti-Semitism in America? Maybe the Democrats should look at their own party. For instance, at the Squad, the four women who called themselves the Squad. Anyway, tragic event. Fortunately, none have died. Again, two are in critical condition. And I think the most poignant thing about this is that when the dust had settled, the police had come and so forth, the rabbi went to a synagogue next door to his home and continued the Hanukkah service because he said he would not allow hate to stop what they were doing in their Jewish tradition. Then, of course, there is the shooting yesterday morning at West Freeway Church of Christ in Texas. I don't know how many of you have seen the video. It is incredibly chilling. They were in the middle of communion. One of the victims, one of the men that was shot, had just read Proverbs 13:22-25. A man dressed all in black, well known in the community as a violent transient. He wasn't on a watch list, but he had been arrested on numerous occasions. Came in, sat down. He had a long gun, either a rifle or a shotgun, hidden under his long black coat. During the communion service, and by the way, about 280 people in the church, he stood up, said something to someone standing close by, pulled out the long gun, and opened fire. Shot two people. Fortunately, both of them passed away, one immediately, one a little later at the hospital. But the church was extremely wise. They have a security team. And this is something that I have said on this program for at least 5 years now. I don't care what size your church, whether it's 10 or 10,000, you must have a security plan. These are not the days that we lived in 50 years ago. We're living in violent, evil times. It's a sad reality. Now, does that mean that we quit going to church out of fear? Of course not. Does this mean that we stay away from Sunday morning services because we're afraid that a gunman will walk? Of course not. There were probably hundreds of thousands of churches that had services yesterday, and this is one church in all of America. So no, it should not fill us with fear. It is still an extremely rare event. Okay, I want to make that clear. So we cannot operate out of fear. But your church must have a security plan. This church did. In the morning service with about 280 people, they had at least four members of the church that were volunteers on the security team who were armed. They had permits to carry guns in the church. Well, the positive thing out of this, the entire incident lasted between 5 and 6 seconds. That was it. The entire incident happened lasted between 5 and 6 seconds. This guy opened fire. Two others in the congregation pulled their gun, at least two, possibly three. There's some confusion about how many. But one was a retired law enforcement FBI agent who has a shooting range, who has trained people in the church, draws his pistol, and from quite a distance takes out the shooter. Takes him out. And saved, who knows how many lives were saved because this church had a security plan and had armed members within the church. I don't know whether you were listening, but probably, it was probably over a year ago, we had kind of a lively debate on this program about whether churches should have armed members within the congregation. If I remember correctly, the phone calls were pretty evenly split between those who said, yeah, we got to do it, and others, no, no, I don't want guns in the church. Well, in this case, the fact that they had a security plan that included armed volunteer security staff, a greater tragedy was averted. By the way, that church is meeting tonight at 6 o'clock to continue the communion service and to be able to get together and grieve together. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. This church is going to meet again. Now, I don't want to get overly political in this, but one of the things coming out is that last year, the state of Texas passed a law making it legal to carry, to have concealed weapons inside a church. The governor of Texas, the attorney general, and most of the Republicans in the state of Texas were very much behind this brand new law. And the fascinating thing is that when this law was passed, Joe Biden criticized the law severely. Criticized it severely. In fact, he said that passing this law to allow people to be armed inside a house of worship was totally, and this is a direct quote, totally irrational. He said this at the time. This is Joe Biden. Dealing with firearms, it is irrational. With all due respect to the governor of Texas, it's irrational what they are doing. On the very day you see a mass shooting and we're talking about loosening access to have guns to be able to take them into places of worship, it's just absolutely irrational. It is totally irrational. Well, we don't know whether it's because of that new law, but certainly that new law in Texas made it possible for those armed church members. And by the way, the one church member was a retired FBI agent, no longer active, and none of the others that had guns were law enforcement. They were simply volunteers who had been trained to respond to a situation such as this. And unlike the, remember the other shooting down in Texas a little over a year ago? Remember that? If I remember correctly, there were 27 people killed. If I remember correctly, it was 26 or 27 people killed, many others wounded. We're living in wicked, evil times. Now, it is extremely, extremely, extremely unlikely that anything like this will ever happen at your church. And we need to remember that. But every church in this day and age in which we live needs to be prepared. So, while we certainly grieve for the two church members that were killed, we can be very thankful that it wasn't far, far, far worse. They had a security plan in place, and it was executed perfectly. All right, quick break, and we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I love to update you on stories that we've dealt with previously. Here's one out of East Lansing, Michigan, if you're a regular listener. Remember, we've talked about Steve and Bridget Tennis of Country Mills Farms in East Lansing, Michigan. They have a small farm. They raise fruit, vegetables, and so forth. And for many years, one of their major outlets was a farm market in East Lansing. It's open to members of the community. They set up their stand. They sell their fruits, their vegetables, and so on and so forth. And This family, the Tennis, who own Country Mills Farms, have been participating in the farm market for many years until, I think it was last year or the year before last, the city of East Lansing said, nope, out of here. You cannot sell your fruits and vegetables. Why? Because the owners had posted something on Facebook because they... As a part of the farm, they have a place where they can host wedding receptions and so on and so forth. Well, they had posted that they would not host same-sex wedding ceremonies, receptions at the farm because of their, quote, Catholic convictions about marriage. That's what they put on Facebook. So, what's wrong with that? This is America, freedom of religion, right? Well, East Lansing city officials saw the post on Facebook and they kicked them out. Well, it has been rummaging through the courts for a couple of years now, and I'm happy to report this headline. Judge intervenes after city bans Christian vendor from farmers market. Here's the story. A federal judge sent to trial a lawsuit brought by a Michigan farmer against a city that banned him from its farmer's market because of a post on Facebook explaining he chose not to rent his farm for weddings that didn't comply with his Christian beliefs. Judge Paul Maloney ruled that East Lansing, Michigan, used an ordinance to ban Steve and Bridget Tennis of Country Mills Farms and that the ban was unconstitutional at the time of its adoption. The ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, is the organization that is representing the Tennises. Kate Anderson, senior counsel for the ADF, said, to quote, "Today the court correctly recognized that East Lansing's ordinance was unconstitutionally vague." In a public debate, a city council member even called Steve's Catholic beliefs bigoted, ridiculous, horrible, and hateful. "We're looking forward to stopping this discrimination against Country Mills Farms at trial." So the ADF has been successful in taking the city of East Lansing to trial. By the way, they changed the ordinance shortly after all of this happened, but not enough to allow the Tennises to continue to participate in the farm market. You imagine not being allowed to sell your fruits and vegetables at a farm market that has nothing to do with marriage, simply because of their religious beliefs and what they do with their own personal private property. So we'll keep an eye on that. That obviously will be a precedent-setting case. And then an update on this. Many of you are familiar with Bethel Church out in Redding, California. If you're not familiar with them, you would know some of their music. Bethel in Redding has been just prolific in putting out Christian praise and worship music and so forth. Well, a couple of weeks ago, the two-year-old daughter of one of their worship leaders and songwriters suddenly died. 2 years old, just suddenly died. Well, it garnered a lot of attention because the parents and the leadership of the church refused to allow the little baby, not baby, two-year-old daughter, they refused to allow the two-year-old to be buried because they believed that God was going to bring her back to life and resurrect her. It's received a great deal of attention. They allowed the girl's body to be taken to a funeral home, but they would not allow the body to be buried because they honestly believed that the little girl would be resurrected. Well, finally, they have agreed to bury the girl, and finally they are having a memorial service to honor her life. Again, it created a great deal of negative attention. I say this carefully. I say it cautiously. Please remember, the devil lives in the extremes. Of course God can heal. Of course he can. And yes, God could raise from the dead. But ultimately, we pray for God's will to be accomplished. We don't force our will on God. Believing fully in the power of God to heal, to restore. But at the same time, trusting God for his will. I told someone, it's been many years ago, "Well, we're praying that God's will would be done." They laughed at me and said, "What a weak way to pray." No, it's not a weak way to pray. That's the most powerful way to pray. All right, quick break. We'll be back.